总理克柏星期日结束中国之行，继续去南韩访问。他在离开香港时接受本台专访，他认为此行收获丰富，除了取得中国指定旅游目的地的待遇之外，中国宣布取消禁止加拿大的猪肉产品入口，香港放宽禁制加国的牛肉，在戒花子产品谈判也有进展，这些都为未来加中两国的关系奠定基础。克柏形容双方的关系良好坦诚，大家意见尽管不同，但仍然可以对话和保持一个互相尊重的关系。
I think it's a good relationship, but it's a frank relationship. We don't always agree on things, but I think we've established the ground rules that you don't have to agree on everything to have a dialogue. And that we in Canada, I think the Chinese government understands, we in Canada,we want a respectful relationship, but it's not a values-free relationship.
克柏说两国人民是朋友，两国政府是好的伙伴，尤其在应付全球衰退、抵抗保护主义等问题上。
I think it would be best to say that I think the Canadian people, the Chinese people are friends. In terms of the government of China, I think we're good partners on a number of files that we deal with. I think particularly as we...cope with the global recession, with the challenges of protectionism, I think we have some very important interests in common that we can build upon.
对于中国国务院总理温家宝表示，中加关系五年是一个长的时间，哈柏反而认为这个是赞美的说话。目前主动权在中方，他期望不久的将来，中国的领导人会到加国访问。
I took it as frankly as a compliment that they would want to see more visits.As I say, I think the ball now is in Premier Wen's court, so we'll be delighted to see the Chinese leaders come to Canada in the not-too-distant future.
中国之行令克柏印象最深刻的是他有机会到长城和故宫参观，同时亲眼目睹中国快速的经济增长。他说这个对加拿大是机会，亦都是挑战。加拿大中文电台李杰之在香港报道。